Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chav Beis. We are up to Siv Dalet. We are on the second to last line of page Kuf Nun Beis. We're about to turn on to page 304. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Ochle behema in behem mishum tikun kli. Food of an animal, any kind of animal food, there is no problem of tikun kli. Lefika, therefore, mutter liktom afilu besakin. Therefore, you can cut, even with a knife, kash o tevin, straw or stubble, which is animal food, v'lachtos boshinov, in order to pick out something from your teeth. Aval kesum she'eno ucho behema, but some kind of wood chip that is not animal food, afilu litlo kedei lachtos boshinov aser, even to move it, to pick your teeth with it, is going to be aser, that is mukza. So the Mechaber says something that's not animal food, that's just a stone piece of wood, so that's going to be mukta, you can't even move it. But something that's edible for animals, so not only are you allowed to move it, you're allowed to cut it and make it into a kli, because there is no problem of tikkun kli when it comes to animal food. Says the Mishaburah Sefkotan Tes, Ochle behema. Now in note number 12, he points out on the back of the Sefer that the Minchas Chinuch writes, and kol shekein, if it's ochel that's roi lo adam, wrote lomar dover she roi la achila lo behema. We're not talking here specifically food that is designated for animals. The Mishaburah explains that what the Mechaber means is something that is fit to be fed to an animal, meaning something that is soft. The Gemara's mashma, even if these items are not omid to be given to animals, like soft pieces of wood which are fit for giving to animals, even though you're not giving it to them, gam kein lo miskarya aleim shem keli. That also does not get called on it a shem kli, because something that is soft, so it's edible for animals, that's not going to be permanent and that's not going to be a shem kli. So it's not so much the nakuda that it's animal food, it's just a representation that the item is soft, it doesn't get a shem kli, and therefore we say there is no problem of tikkun kli, sefkot anyud. Umutar af bitutul, and you're allowed to move it as well. The dover haroy la achila muchan hu l'chol hatzoruch, something that's fit for eating or for feeding to animals, is considered a muchan, prepared for any need that you have. Lefikach, therefore, we said in the Mishu, in the Mechaber, that you're allowed to cut, even with a knife, straw or stubble, to cut out, pick out your teeth. Sif cut on your aleph. V'yesha sovrim, there are those who hold. D'davka k'on zesha osem menu kli b'tchilo lo sha'atikon kli. D'davka, this kind of case, that you're making the soft material into a kli for the first time, that's where it's not sha'atikon kli. But if you're fixing up an already existing kli with some kind of food item, for example, there's a hole in a vessel, and you're cutting a piece of turnip in order to stick it in based on the size of the hole to plug it in, then it would be shayatikun kli. So only when you're making the food itself into a kli, that's where it's a soft material. It doesn't get a shame kli. There's no issur of tikkun kli. But if you're cutting a food item to put into an existing kli to fix it up, then there certainly would be an issur of tikkun kli. This is the Ran. Vehetiko b'chay adam. It's brought down on a chay adam. Ve'ayim b'nishmas adam d'ledidei yesh b'zechi of chatos. And in nishmas adam, he writes that according to him, this would be even a chi of chatos. It would be an issur daraisa. Sifkatan Yudbeis, but cutting the food and making it into a kli is mutter, even with a knife. Va'afilu hu makbid al hamida, even if you are makbid on the measurement, ein bazem mishum chshash iser machmas mechatech, there would still be no concern for the iser of mechatech, which is cutting something down to size. Kevan didvar ochelu, since it is food, there is no mechatech when it comes to food. Sifkatan Yudgimel goes on the next point in the Mechaber. But if it is a kesum, which is not ochel behema, it's usher even to move it to pick one's teeth. So says the Mishabura, Rotzalomer afilu netila stam belikatima usher mishum muktzu keshar etzim. So even to move it stam without cutting it is going to be usher because of muktzu, like any other piece of wood. The kol shekein emirtzu lekatmo. Certainly, if you want to cut it, kedei lachtos boshinov, in order to pick your teeth, the asur mishum shvus, that would certainly be asur midrabanam. Du kein tikkun keli, that would be considered similar to tikkun kli. V'dafa im yiktmenu biyad. And this that we're going to say, it's an isur derabanan, it's only a shvus, is if you cut it with your hands. The oz potter mechatos, then your potter from a chatos is not a raisa. Mishum dihi malacha kalachayad, it's considered a shinui. V'asur mishum shvus, and it's only asur as a shvus derabanan kemoshe kasadan, like we wrote. Avol im yiktemenu bikli. But if you're going to cut it with a kli, kedei lasos voshinov, in order to pick your teeth, oliftoa po adelas, or to keep the door open, ozhi malacha gemura. That is a complete malacha. Shemashveyu kli ayidei zavachayev. Because then you're making it into a kli, and you will be chayev midaraisa. Sivkaton yodalot, again, if you are moving something that's not olcha behema to pick out your teeth, that's aser. Says the Chavos Chaim, v'avdi yesh bazeh mishum kavod abrios. You have some meat stuck in your teeth, so v'kavod abrios, we should matter this isid rabbanon. Shepa'omim shenira habasar shebein hashinayim lachutz. Sometimes the meat that's stuck between the teeth is visible outside. Uginayhu lo, and it's a disgrace to the person. Afal pikein aser. Says the Mishabura, still it's going to be aser. The hayor lo lahochin kesa me'esel b'kom asuda. You should have prepared a toothpick from yesterday in the place where you're going to have your suda on Shabbos, and therefore it's not okay. Ulefiza, according to this, in his mino chaveru l'suda b'Shabbos, if you were invited to a suda by your friend on Shabbos itself, v'lohaya efshar lo lahochin shum davar me'esel latzos b'shinav, and therefore you did not know you were going to his house before Shabbos, you were unable to prepare the toothpick from before Shabbos, mutter lo l'taltel kesa. Then you would be allowed to move the wood chip to pick out your teeth if you have no other item to use. But it's only in a place where it's considered a gnai to have meat stuck between your teeth. But in a place where it wouldn't be a gnai, we would not matir this iser d'rabbanon of mukta. Continues the mechaber vaiter of hey. Mutter l'taltel atzei besamim lahariach behem ulahanif behem lachole. One is allowed to move wood that smells nice in order to smell it or to wave it in front of a sick person. Umololo lahariachbo, and you can roll it in your fingers to create the smell. Echad koshim ve'echad rakim. Whether these atzei besamim are hard or they are soft, either way it is mutter. One is allowed not only to move the atzei besamim to smell them or to wave them, he's allowed to roll them in his fingers, and we'll see in the Mishavura that he's allowed to break them as well in certain cases, both if they are hard or if they are soft. Says the Mishavura of Kodent Ezvav, mutter l'taltel. Why is it not muktzah? The lo makta daitem eiluha itzem eikara, because since they are all made for smelling, a person does not remove them from his mind before Shabbos, and therefore it's not muktzah. One can move them to wave it before a chol or sevkatan tazayim who had in the bari. You can use it to wave in front of a healthy person as well. Ela urecha de milsa nakat. It's just saying the most normal way. Normally they would wave these kinds of nice smelling pieces of wood in front of a chol. So we mentioned that case, but who hadin, it would be mutter to be made if in front of a bari as well. Sevkatan yuzayin umololo lahariachbo. You can rub it in your fingers to smell it. Tzarech lomar, what it means to say, like we spoke out in the Mechaber, is v'kot mo'umololo. You're allowed to cut it and roll it in your fingers. U'malila hainu. Malila means shemololo bein etzba'usav, that you're rolling it between your fingers. Kidei lahotzi reicho, in order to bring out the smell. U'ketima nami mishum zeh. The cutting is also for this purpose. Shemikom ha'ketima hu'lach v'reicho nodev. The place where you cut it is moist, and the smell comes out from there. V'hiskimu harbe achronim dahod mutter liktom bekashim. Many achronim agree that which we say it's mutter to break these atzei besamim, even if they are hard, haynu dafka biyad avalo bekli. That's specifically with your hand, but not with a vessel. Af dehu kotem rak kedei lahariach. Even though the reason why you would be breaking with a vessel is so that you could smell it. The eino mechavin klala sosa kli, and your intention is not to make it into a kli, still it's going to be usur. It is only mutter to break it with your hands. Now notice the Mishabura says bekashim. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Tesvav, he writes uberakim. But if it's atzei besam that are soft, mutter af bekli, then you can cut it even with a vessel. Behem bechlal ochlei behema, that's already going to be considered like ochlei behema that we had in the last sif, because it's soft. For this reason, af lachzos boshin of mutter berakin, you would be allowed to pick your teeth as well with the soft ones. Kamo shekasev Rashi sham, like Rashi writes over there. Back to the Mishabura, the third to last line is sevkatan yozayim. Ulokach oser liktom ahadas besakin. Therefore, one is not allowed to cut a hadas with a knife. Gzeira dilma oser liktom lachzos boshinov. Because even though there really is no problem with cutting the hadas with a knife, but there's a gzeira that you might come to cut it to make it into a kli to pick your teeth, ubazeh chayev, and that will be a chi of daraisa kadal b'sevkat in your gimel, like we said earlier in sevkat in your gimel. V'afilu b'yod, And even in the hand where we said it's mutter, einu mutter liktom bekoshen rak lahariach. You're only allowed to break the hard atzei besavim in order to create the smell. Avalatzas boshin of aser lukuyamu, but to break it with your hands, just to pick your teeth, that would be aser as well, according to everyone. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitus of Katan Yudches Echad Koshim. We said you're allowed to move, you're allowed to break with your hands, you're allowed to roll on your fingers these atzei besamim, whether they're koshim or they're rakim. Hainu afilu koshim she'enam ru'uyim klalu machal behema. This means to say, even if they're hard and they're not fit for animal food, afilu hachi mutru lekotman ulefasheach behem kol ma she'yurtza. You're allowed to cut them, you're allowed to split them open as much as you want. Bein she'posheach eitz gadol or kotan, whether you're cutting open an eitz gadol or kotan, it doesn't matter, it's mutter. V'dafka b'chol zeshu rak lehosef re'ach ha'idei ha'malila v'akitima. Specifically in the case that we're discussing, that's where it's mutter. You're only trying to add to the smell through the rolling in your fingers or the cutting with your hands. Aval osur laholid reyach. But it's also to create a smell. Kegon lahaniach besamim bebegid. For example, to place these spices on a garment, the kadom or something similar. Kedei sheyia habeged meriach osur. In order to make the beged smell from the spices, that's osur. That's bimolid reyach. So you can break the asei besamim to bring out the smell that's there already. You can roll in your fingers to bring out the smell, but to put the asei besamim on a garment or something else to create a new smell in that item, that is usr. Note 19 tells us what is the isra bimolad reyach. So he brings two mishaburas. One mishabura later on says mipnei shaholedes davar chadosh krova lasias malacha. Any creation of a new thing, like over here, a new smell in the garment, is like doing a malacha. And in a different place, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, "Shaholedes reyach bebegin nechsheves katikun kli," making a nice smell in the garment that wasn't there before, that's already considered like a tikkun of the kli, and that's why it's going to be usser. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're about six lines up from the end of the skinny lines. The agav da'irinim b'shulchan aruch inyan chituchu katima l'inyan achlei behem of asi besamim. Derech agav that we're discussing over here in the Mechaber, the halachas of cutting animal food or atzei besamim, so natik nami bazed derech malach din malachas mechate b'shadvarim. So by the way, let's discuss a little bit the malacha of mechateich by other items as well. Aleph hamechateich, or one who cuts leather, o kol davar she'adam mechateich, or any item that a person normally cuts, umakbid al midaso, and he's makbid on a certain size, bein eitz, whether it's wood or matechas or metal or afilu notzel shalof, or it's feathers of a bird, kevan she makbid al midas arko v'rochbo, since the person is makbid on the length and the width, v'chote v'kavon, and he's cutting it with intention, chayev he will be chayev daraisa. Aval achote derech hefsid, but one who cuts it in a destructive way, o below kavon al midas, or he's not paying attention to the size, Elokim misasik, he's just stam cutting it like derech misasik. Okim misachik, or he's joking around, potter. All those cases will not be usher. They will not be chayev daraisa. It will be potter aval usher. Umayofa ha'ilu lanu hanaviim, and how nice it is, and it benefited us. That which the neviim vechachomim zal b'mesha usher lanu amekachomem kabishabes. That which Chazal asked doing business on Shabbos. What a benefit it was to us. Shepa'omim sheyachol lavu lidei chiyuv chatos. Because by doing business on Shabbos could possibly lead us to an Issur D'oraisa. Kegon shemocher eiza schora. For example, you're selling some merchandise, umechatech mimenu lefimi daso atzarachlo, and you're cutting it down to size the way the customer wants it. The chayv mishum mechatech, that can very well lead to an Issur D'oraisa of mechatech. So mekach umemkar is a gzeira that prevents us from doing the Issur D'oraisa of mechatech. Beis. Ein melechas mechatech shaya ba'acholim. The whole malacha of mechatech is not shach when it comes to food. Kemoshe gasadnu le'el b'sefkotan yudbeiz, like we said on the very top of the page in sefkotan yudbeiz. Gimel in malachas mechatech hudafka b'kliu afilu biyad, is the malacha of mechatech specifically if you use a utensil to cut, or even if you use your hands? So I am b'mashe gasadnu b'bir alocha. Look what we wrote in the bir alocha. The talui b'chol davar lefi inyano. It depends on each item according to its nature. The davar shadako lechatcho dafka b'kli, something that's normally cut specifically with a kli, ain chayiv ki'im b'kli. You won't be chayiv d'arais of a mechatech unless you use a kli, which is normal way. The davar shadako lehafrido biyad, and something where it's its normal way to separate it, to cut it with your hands, chayiv gam ken afilu biyad, you'll be chayiv not only with a kli, but even with your hands. But it's logical to say there would be an Issad Rabban in all cases with your hands or with a kli. One who cuts a wood chip with a knife in order to pick his teeth, according to the Rosh, you made a toothpick, you are chayev because of tikkun kli. According to the Rambam, you're chayev because of mechatech. And it could be according to the Rambam, you're really chayev too. You're chayev number one for mechatech, and number two, you're also chayev for like the Rosh said, because of tikkun kli. That's where we will stop. I want to just end with one discussion that's in the notes in the back of the Sefer, note number 23. We'll just speak it out. There's a very practical machlokas between Rav Eliashiv and Hashem Zaman Urbach Lagavi opening bottle caps, and the ring from the bottle cap falls off. Is that an Isra Mechatech? Rav Eliashiv holds, so you're making a clean cut, that's an Isra of Mechatech, possibly the Araisa, but at least certainly the Rabbanan. And that extends to a case of a person is stuck in the Beis Akise and there is no toilet paper when he wants to rip it. He says it would be forbidden to rip it on the perforations. And so too, if you're separating yogurts that are attached, that also, to do it where it is perforated, that would be an Isser D'Oraisa possibly. And Hashulma Zalman Arbach says all those cases are mutter, because Hashulma Zalman says the Mechatech is only when you want a specific size. But when you're opening your bottle cap, it just happens to be it's easier to open it the way it was perforated, but you don't necessarily care that it's such a clean cut. Since you don't care about it, he says that's not the malach of mechatech and it's mutter. The same thing if a person is stuck in the Beis Akisei and all he has is a roll of toilet paper, a person can cut it on the perforations. That would not be the isra mechatech because he's just doing it because it's easier, not because he wants that specific size. And who had in the case of the lebens or the yogurts, the same idea. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it's mutter. Rav Eliashiv says that it's aser. We'll stop here. I'll continue next time, Mirtz Hashem, with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.